USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Johnson & Johnson is seeking out approval for their one-shot coronavirus vaccine candidate. Dr. Anthony Fauci said even though the efficacy rate of the J&J vaccine is not impressive at 72%, it did offer other benefits.
It's a single-dose vaccine, not a two-dose vaccine. It's relatively inexpensive. It doesn't require a very stringent cold chain as opposed to, you know, minus 90-some-odd degrees for a freezer. It just requires a refrigerator.
The first conspiracy charges have been announced against members of the Proud Boys over their role in the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. Two of them were already booked on lesser charges for their role at the riots at the Capitol. 170 people have been arrested so far. This is USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
On Friday, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a 5-year extension of the New START nuclear arms treaty with the U.S. His signature came a week before the Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty was set to expire. The agreement caps the two countries' deployed intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and heavy bombers to 700. It also caps off deployed warlords at 1,550 each and launchers to 800 each. Russia's parliament gave its approval to the extension earlier this week. President Putin submitted it to lawmakers right after his Tuesday phone call with President Biden. It was their first call. Meteorologists are warning about the potential for a major snowstorm to strike the mid-Atlantic and northeast late this weekend. Forecasters say by the time the front reaches the Atlantic coast, it could erupt into a full-blown nor'easter. People should prepare for high winds and blizzard conditions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some members of Congress are looking to reprimand a colleague for threatening comments. USA Radio's Mike Fortier has details.
Some California Democrats will introduce a resolution next week to censure Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Greene reportedly called in some Facebook videos for the execution of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Sarah Jacobs is one of those pushing the censure resolution, and she tells CBS News it also calls for Greene to resign.
That is an important component because we know having her in there, having her have that kind of leadership role can incite violence. We've already seen something like that happen.
If Greene doesn't resign, Jacobs at least wants Greene removed from her committees, especially the Education and Labor Committee. Greene has questioned if some school shootings were real or staged events known as false flags. Jacobs says it's important to act swiftly to condemn this kind of behavior.
Making sure that we hold her accountable is an important first step in moving our country forward.
Greene this week said others who managed her social media pages are responsible for the comments. She says Democrats are coming after her because she's a threat to their goal of socialism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Congressman Stephen Lynch has tested positive for COVID-19, making him the second member of Congress from Massachusetts to come down with the virus this week. Lynch said he got the virus despite receiving 2 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The announcement came just 1 day after Lori Trahan from Massachusetts also tested positive for the virus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.